Okay, so I'm in New York City. I'm headed to Nice, France for RSA Europe 2006. So try to sign up online to get a shuttle bus from the hotel to the airport, and what do I find? You hit the register button and they have a certificate error. So these things are all over the place and I continue to trip over them even if I'm not trying to look for them. So that was exciting. Wireless, been looking at wireless access points, wireless hotspots, how well they are available, their usage, etc. I'm coming to the conclusion that you should be able to use the word wireless and the word plumbing in the same sentence. As in, the hotel I stayed at had great wireless except for Saturday morning when it was really flaky. If the plumbing was flaky Saturday morning, we'd all go nuts. You know, the wireless was flaky, so somehow we're supposed to tolerate this. I think that's unreasonable. Then I go out to the airport, splurge and spend the $25 on the airline's, you know, executive lounge thingy, and I get there and the wireless access point keeps bouncing up and down. So I get connectivity more or less. I finally get bored with that and decided to go back down to the gate and wait and discover there's, even though it's advertised on the TV, there really is no wireless in JFK. I thought it was just me or my equipment or something, so I wasn't actually going to mention it. Then I'm sitting there watching, and some passenger walks over and asks somebody about that. And the guy says, oh yeah, you go over there, sit way against the corner, and you'll get some kind of signal. This would be funny, except that, you know, they're advertising, and once again, you can use the word wireless and plumbing in the same sentence. I hung out in JFK for 4 hours waiting for my flight, except that the wireless was really flaky and in fact, non-existent, and that was kind of irritating while I was trying to travel.